AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. One witness in Mexico said everything was catching fire, everything was exploding. 74 people are being treated for injuries from the explosions at a fireworks market. In some cases, people had burns over 90% of their bodies. At least 29 people were killed. The AP's Peter Orsi is in Mexico City.
Officials have not speculated on what may have caused this, but what I can tell you is that this kind of thing is not at all uncommon in Mexico. In fact, this very same market, the San Pablito market in a town called Tultepec, was essentially destroyed twice already by similar fires in 2005 and 2006.
The local mayor says the market was especially well-stocked because demand for noisy fireworks is high around Christmas. Police in Berlin say they have received more than 500 tips on the deadly attack in a Christmas market. No arrests have been made. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. President-elect Donald Trump is meeting today with his incoming national security advisor.
The meeting was scheduled before Russia's ambassador to Turkey was shot and before someone ran a truck into a Christmas market in Germany. Meanwhile, Trump appears to be jumping ahead of investigators and blaming Islamic terrorists for recent deadly incidents. He says it was a radical Islamic terrorist who killed the ambassador. And as for the truck attack in Germany, Trump says the Islamic State group, quote, and other Islamic terrorists continually slaughter Christians in their communities and places of worship as part of a global jihad. A man held by German authorities after the violence was released after a lack of evidence. I'm Shirley Smith.
The North Carolina legislature will be back in session later today to find out if there are enough votes to repeal a law that limits LGBT rights. It's known as the bathroom bill because it limits which bathrooms transgender people can use in public and government buildings. Some conservative lawmakers are likely to want to keep the law in North Carolina in place. This is AP Radio News. A court released the FBI's October search warrant application for Hillary Clinton's emails on former Congressman Anthony Weiner's computer.
The FBI told a federal court it needed to look at the emails because there was a possibility they included classified information. The October request reignited the email controversy surrounding the Democratic nominee and is widely believed to have affected the presidential election. Weiner is the estranged husband of top Clinton aide Huma Abedin. A federal judge ordered the FBI's search warrant made public with some details blacked out, like the name of the agent who requested it, and the details of an investigation of correspondence between Weiner and a girl in North Carolina. The warrant yielded no new information about Clinton's emails. Warren Levinson, New York.
James Taylor is canceling a concert in the Philippines.
You've got a friend.
Taylor says reports of executions of suspected drug offenders without judicial proceedings are deeply concerning and unacceptable. Taylor's concert in Manila in February is off. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.